playing a Big Ten basketball game. 319-366-1600.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
Wow, that's really loud.
Yeah, thanks. Took the restrictor plate off, give the Red Dragon a little more juice. But let's keep that on the down low. It's not exactly street legal.
Welcome in. The Todd Brommelkamp Show is always street legal on all three KGYM frequencies, 1600 AM, our historic main gym, as well as 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym here in Cedar Rapids. Alex Kuhn along with me, taking you up till 7 o'clock tonight on two of those three frequencies. That's because at 6:30 tonight, 1600 AM, we'll switch over to the Cyclone Radio Network, Iowa State, and TCU. Going at it at Hilton Coliseum. Our third wheel, our producer Kyle Mann on the other side of the glass as well. He's sitting tight on a $30 gift card to La Cantina, Mexican Bar and Grill. Somebody's going to have a chance to take that home tonight during the 6 o'clock showdown. Seven questions in 60 seconds. And you could be off to one of their three locations, Marion, downtown Cedar Rapids, across from the U.S. Cellular Center, or the newest location, which isn't really new anymore, but it is the most recent of the three locations, the one in the Fountains off of Edgewood Road. Plenty to get to today on the program. Bad news for UNI basketball fans, and then some good news for UNI basketball fans. Alex, the bad news is Gary Rima is under the weather today, so we could not catch with the play-by-play. He went to the place I told him in Valparaiso and had one too many last night in celebration of you and I climbing out of the basement in the Missouri Valley. Valpo now owns sole possession of last place after you and I's road win in the state of Indiana last night. But that's the bad news. The good news is we're still going to talk you and I hoops. We're going to have associate coach Kyle Green on with us at the bottom of the hour. First time that Coach Green has ever been on the show. We'll talk a little baseball and get an Alex Kuhn Olympic update. Woo-hoo! In the middle of the program. And then in the 6 o'clock hour tonight, not only will we have the showdown for you at 6 o'clock, but we're going to catch up with friend of the show and former Cedar Rapids Gazette sports writer Jeremiah Davis. Jeremiah's up to some new things now, covering the sport of auto racing. And maybe we'll pick his brain when it comes to Iowa and Minnesota as well tonight. Tip-off set for a little after 8 o'clock at Williams Arena, one of my favorite places to watch a Big Ten basketball game. It just, there's a lot of history in that building and a lot of character, and you don't get that necessarily at many of the newer arenas. I say the same thing about Assembly Hall in Bloomington. It's just a fun place to go watch a basketball game. Now, Iowa, the last time the Hawkeyes played Minnesota, it was January 30th at Carver Hawkeye Arena, and they blew the Gophers out, beat them by 18 points. We'll see whether there's a rematch in store tonight. Now, both of these teams are 3-13 in Big Ten play. And if the season ended today, which unfortunately we still have a week of regular season Big Ten basketball in front of us here in eastern Iowa, if the season ended today, both teams would be playing next Wednesday during the opening night of play at the Big Ten tournament at Madison Square Garden in New York City. Right now, as it stands, Iowa would be facing Rutgers in the Big Ten tournament. Does that get you excited for postseason basketball? Iowa and Rutgers at about 8 o'clock at night, I think. 7 o'clock Central Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Time on the Big Ten Network. Minnesota.
From the most famous arena in the world.
Most famous arena in the world. Minnesota right now is sitting on the 12 seed. They would face Illinois in the 12-13 game, which kicks off at 4:30 next Wednesday. Then Iowa Rutgers. Right now, as it stands, this is going into play tonight. The Hawkeyes and Rutgers would be the 11-14 matchup, and then the rest of the bracket for Iowa should the Hawkeyes. I mean, this is doable. Penn State would be in the second round on Thursday. Penn State right now currently the number 6 seed. Penn State sweeping the season series against the Hawks. And then if Iowa gets past Penn State, then number 3 Purdue awaits the Hawkeye. They're slumping, right? It's doable.
They're not slumping that badly.
Right now, the tournament picture, Michigan State holding down the 1 seed, Ohio State, Purdue, and Nebraska all have the double bye, if you will. They don't play games until Friday. Again, if the season ended today, you'd have Maryland playing Northwestern and Indiana playing Wisconsin on the second day, and then the winner of the Minnesota-Illinois contest would play Michigan, and as we mentioned, the winner of Iowa-Rutgers would play Penn State. 319-366-1600, that is the Hertine and Stocker text line. Hertine and Stocker, located at 101 South Dubuque Street in Iowa City. Iowa City's most trusted jeweler. They've been in business for over 70 years. Stop on in and congratulate the Dickens family on that accomplishment. You can use the text line to reach out to us, as many people do between 4 and 7 o'clock each day. We've got a poll question for you today at KGYMRadio.com as well. It has to do whether leagues should take steps to prevent teams from tanking. A couple Chicago teams in different sports, both hopping up into the M1 Abrams and riding it to, hopefully, lottery picks. The Blackhawks are done. They're mailing it in right now. Trade deadline coming up in the NHL. When is that?
I think tomorrow.
Hockey guy would know on the text line.
The 26th, I want to say.
Okay, so we've still got a couple 25th? Days there, but the Blackhawks are kicking in the tires on some deals. First time in a long time that they have not been buyers at the deadline. They're going to be sellers. And then Fred Hoiberg and the Chicago Bulls they're done. They are mailing it in. Although you can't say that, we found out today Mark Cuban fined $600,000 by the NBA and Commissioner Adam Silver for talking about tanking on a podcast recently, which may or may not be the least of Mark Cuban's worries right now. Sports Illustrated has a pretty damning article about the culture of the front office in Dallas. A lot of sexual harassment, a lot of off-color things going on, and it's 2018. Whether you like it or not, you can't have that going on.
You can't, but and I think that it's awful that it took place, but did anybody else notice the way that Mark Cuban responded to it? Did you hear how he responded to it? And I will say that I was refreshed by this and this only, not the culture of what happened inside the Mavericks organization. But he came out and he said, it was a huge mistake to keep these people on, and I'm going to clean it up.
Here's where
in 2018, you just don't hear that a lot.
Yeah, but here's where I have an issue with this. Mark Cuban is one of the most dialed in the know owners. This guy is extremely hands-on. So I have a very hard time believing that an owner, which is as involved in every aspect of his operation as Mark Cuban is with the Mavericks, I'm having a hard time suspending my belief that he didn't know what was going on. I mean, that guy knows everything about his organization. His hand is in virtually every cookie jar. And I didn't know. Didn't know what was going on. I am not buying that, but the story is out there for you to read. Speaking of stories, there's a great one on The Athletic. I talk about The Athletic a lot on this program. It's a subscription website, and I think it's worth every penny. This article happens to be free. They've unlocked it. But Nicole Auerbach spent a day in Ames with former Indiana coach Tom Crean, following him around as he prepared for the Iowa State-Kansas basketball game a while back, and it's fantastic. Tom Crean I've had an opportunity to listen to him a couple games working as an analyst. I think it's going to be a shame if Tom Crean gets another head coach, and he's going to get another head coaching job, but he's a tremendous, tremendous analyst, and this article that's about Crean's preparations for Kansas and Iowa State on The Athletic is well worth your read. There's another article out there. We didn't get a chance to get to it yesterday, but Chad Lystico was able to sit down with Connor McCaffrey and discuss the season to end all seasons with the Iowa freshman, and really puts in perspective just the absolute misery that Fran McCaffrey's son has been in this season, and lays out some of the medical problems that have sidelined him that we've known about, but we really didn't know the extent of. And he winds up having mononucleosis and strep throat at the same time, and the strep throat went undiagnosed, which led to many complications. There was an episode where he felt like he couldn't breathe in the middle of the night. There was an episode where he was spitting up blood. So it's amazing that this kid is on the road to recovery. And I know Fran talked earlier last week about how the team would be in much better position if Connor McCaffrey were healthy and able to play. That ship has sailed at this point, but I urge you to check out Chad Lystico's piece at HawkCentral.com, the Des Moines Register's website. Again, we're going to be talking a little Hawkeyes with a guy who used to cover Iowa, Jeremiah Davis, at 6:30 tonight. We're shifting some things around, and remember, 6:30 is when we will step aside on 1600 AM. So if you normally listen to us on the AM side of things, 6:30 tonight, you're going to hear John Walters and Eric Heft from Hilton Coliseum as they're preparing for TCU and Iowa State. We had Steve Prohm on the program yesterday, Alex. Iowa State is extremely shorthanded tonight. Nick Weiler-Babb has been shut down for the season. Solomon Young's going to miss 3 to 4 weeks. He's essentially done for the year, having the meniscus surgery. And Iowa State's bench is very short tonight against TCU, and that is not ideal with a very good Horned Frogs team coming to Ames.
It's not ideal, but this team has performed better than really any of the teams in the state of Iowa this year when their backs are against the wall. They've shown more fight than I think the Iowa and UNI has throughout all of the injuries and throughout the fact that they're playing good teams night after night. I just look at them at 13-13, and they're probably on the outside looking in of the NIT picture at this point. They have to go on the road to West Virginia and on the road to Oklahoma. They have two winnable games left, including this one against TCU, and then they're going to play in the Big 12 tournament. Get Lindell Wigginton as much time at point guard as possible. Let him play with as little stress as possible. And this is going to be a good litmus test moving forward, because next season they can make a run at a postseason tournament or possibly the NCAA tournament if they keep moving in the right direction and build some more depth on this team. And they're going to have a chance to feature Lindell Wigginton and Cam Lard as primary guys these next couple of games. So you have to look at it from that standpoint. The ship of we're going to make an NCAA tournament or even really the NIT, that is all but sailed. Look forward to the Big 12 tournament. Look forward to the final four games of the regular season, and then move on to next year.
A couple people on the Hurtin and Stocker text line are wondering if Connor McCaffrey is going to be able to play baseball this year. No. The answer is no. So he went from, originally he was going to play one sport, which was baseball. He was going to redshirt basketball. And then Christian Williams left the program, and they reevaluated things and decided he was going to redshirt playing baseball and play basketball. And now, as the case is, he's going to redshirt and not play either sport this year, his first year on campus. His strength just isn't where it needs to be. The baseball season is underway as well right now. And again, I highly encourage you to go find the Chad Lystico article at HawkCentral.com. Lots of other stuff going on today as well. Jamie Pollard met with the Board of Regents today to discuss a possible $65 to $80 million renovation at Jack Trice Stadium. They're looking at reworking the north end zone, and essentially they would kind of like to do sort of what Iowa has in where they put everything under one roof within the athletic complex. And we'll see whether that particular project gets any traction or not. But time to strike while the iron is hot at Iowa State. And I don't think interest has been as high in Iowa State football as it is right now, at least for quite some time. 319-366-1600. Lots more to get to today, including 5 o'clock today, the 5 o'clock hour, Alex Kuhn Olympic update. Woo-hoo! Number 8. And
it's loaded today. Absolutely loaded.
Let's give folks just a little bit. This is, you know, you got to give them a taste for free, and then they will come back because they're hooked. So what's on the cutting room floor today? What did not make Alex Kuhn's Olympic update?
You know what? I tried to get everything in there that
you got
that
everything
could,
in there
that I could. We have 4 medals to talk about.
Okay,
4 U.S. medals to talk about, including 1 gold medal in a sport where the United States had never won a gold medal, and it had only won 1 medal in the history of the Olympic Games.
Is it curling?
It is not curling.
There's the tease.
Actually, that's what's on the cutting room floor, curling.
Curling is on the cutting room. See?
The United States men, I believe, are in the medal round.
It's a wonder that the show has been as good as it has been to this point, because today was picture day at KGYM. And if you remember elementary school, middle school, maybe even middle school, but mainly elementary school, picture day was always chaos. At least it was where I went to. Kids were just, you had combing hair and kids being nervous and what happens if you blink and you don't. I'm ancient. I went to school in the old days where there was no digital photography. You couldn't just look at the screen and say, oh, the kid blinked. We need to take a picture, take it over again. So there was a lot of pressure when I was growing up to take a good photo. But we took photos. I think it's the 3rd or 4th time since I've worked here that we've taken photos. None of them have ever seen the light of day. Maybe these eventually will come to the light of day. If I went to your parents' house in the St. Louis area right now, would elementary school photos be on display, like the official Olin Mills photos?
They would.
Do they have the whole montage or just one select year?
See, I don't know, because I was always an angry kid, so I always had a mead mug on my
that
school
doesn't surprise
pictures.
Me. And I've always hated my picture being taken. So
me too. But I don't know. I think a couple are on display, but recently I went diving through a bunch of old photos that my mom kept, and pretty much all of them are in there. So on display, maybe a couple, but in the house, they're all over the place.
4:23, when we come back, I'm going to talk about something that I very rarely discuss on this program, and that would be high school basketball. There's an article in the Cedar Rapids Gazette that strikes my fancy, and I've got something to say about it. What will that be? Stick around and find out. More of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on the way after this.
Cedar Valley Entertainment presents Saturday, June 23rd, live at the U.S. Cellular Center in Cedar Rapids. T-Pain, Ja Rule, and Mike Jones. Tickets on sale now at the U.S. Cellular Center box office, Ticketmaster.com, or by calling 1-800-745-3000. T-Pain, Ja Rule, and Mike Jones at the U.S. Cellular Center, Saturday, June 23rd. Get your tickets now.
You know that Iowa City is the epicenter of wrestling. Now it's time to show the world. The 2018 Freestyle World Cup is coming to Carver Hawkeye Arena April 7th and 8th. This is your chance to see not only the best in the United States, but the best in the world. Team USA will lay it on the line against the top 7 wrestling countries in the world in this team competition. For ticket information, visit worldcupiowacity.com or call 1-800-IA-HAWKS.
Easy as apple pie. Easy as falling off a log. Easy as 1, 2, 3. That's how easy it is to earn the power rate in ATM fee refunds with Power Checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of Power Checking said they'd recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with Power Checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
UNI assistant coach Kyle Green set to join us coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll hear from Jeremiah Davis today as well. He's got a new venture covering the sport of auto racing that he's excited to talk about. Alex Kuhn's Olympic update, woo-hoo, number 8, and a whole lot more for you. Welcome in the Todd Brolkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn, coming your way on all 3 KGYM frequencies. Kyle's going to have a Midwest One Bank Big Board update shortly. But I mentioned reading an article in the Gazette. Our pal Jeff Linder has written a piece about now former Cedar Rapids Kennedy girls basketball coach Tony Viss, who tendered his resignation effective at the end of the season, and that came last night for the Cougar girls. They lost in a 5A regional final to Johnston. But according to the article, he basically is quitting because he can't stand dealing with the parents anymore.
And that's saddening, but not surprising.
Exactly. And I read this, and I know the guys on the gym class talked about this, and I have no qualms about sharing my opinion on anything and upsetting P. It doesn't matter. So I'm going to go ahead and say this for the betterment of everybody listening. If you are so wrapped up in high school sports and your kid that you get into it with the coach about playing time or substitution patterns, you're a loser and you need to get a life. There. Somebody had to say it. And if I had to be the person to say it, so be it. But I am just utterly appalled at where we're at with youth sports and sick and tired of watching parents, mom and dad, and it's mom as much as dad, living vicariously through their children. And just because you didn't get a college scholarship or you didn't go on to play in the NFL or the NBA or Major League Baseball, you're projecting your hopes and dreams onto your kid, and some coach who's being paid a stipend of $1,500 a year. Coaches make very little money at the high school level. Very little. Most of them are teachers. They get a little extra stipend for coaching. They do it because they love the game, not because they think they're going to be the next Larry Brown or anything like that. And I'm sorry. I just get a life. And I know there's people out there, there's two sides to every story. No, it sounds like the parents are a bunch of losers. So, guess what? Life isn't fair. You can play in basketball 5 men or women on a floor at once. And you can have kids come in off the bench. Football, 11 people. Baseball, 9. Well, life isn't fair. And guess what? Not everybody's a superstar. And that includes your kid. So there. How about that? Was that tough justice? And I don't even care about stuff like this. I'm not... Hello? We got... Oh. I thought we had somebody...
I'm just playing random sounders after that one.
I read that and it made my blood almost boil. I just... Come on, people. Get a life. And I used to say when I was officiating, when I did high school baseball games as an umpire, and people complain to me. I go, you know, it's not that difficult. It cost like $40 at the time to get certified. And, I'll see you next summer on the diamond. You go get certified and you drag your rear end out here and do what I do. And the same goes for coaching. 319-366-1600. That's my get off the lawn moment for today. And I feel much better about it. But if you're the type of person that blames a coach because your kid isn't good at sports or they're not getting enough playing time, well, maybe look in a mirror. Hey, Kyle, what's up? Kyle's speechless.
What's been going on with you guys today?
Yeah, you know, just getting riled up at the world.
I heard that.
Upsetting parents, moms and dads who are going to be mad at me now.
I think you're getting a call for that right now.
Telling it like it is. Well, we can't talk to whoever that is right now. Kyle Green's going to be with us. But before we get to Coach Green, we've got to get to a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The Iowa men have lost five in a row since their win over Minnesota over 3 weeks ago, and tonight they've got the Golden Gophers again, this time on the road. A loss tonight would match the most conference losses of the Fran McCaffrey era, but the Hawkeyes did have one of their best performances of the season in that 94-80 victory on January 30th. Tip-off is at 8 o'clock. The Iowa women, on the other hand, will be going for their sixth straight victory tonight at Rutgers, and a win would at least keep them in contention for a share of the Big Ten title. That game will start at 6. The UNI men got their first conference road victory of the season last night, 68-63 on the road at Valparaiso. Bennett Cook had an incredibly efficient night, scoring a game-high 25 points on a perfect 8-for-8 from the floor, and that put him past the 1,000-point mark in his career. Former Panther and current Chicago Bears defensive back DeAndre Hall received 6 months probation earlier this month after pleading guilty to charges stemming from a bar fight at Sharky's in Cedar Falls last March. He is still a member of the Bears, though. We're going to be on the FMs only beginning at 6:30 because we've got Iowa State hosting TCU. The Cyclones want some revenge for a 96-73 walloping earlier this season, but they'll have to do it without the injured Solomon Young and the now shut down Nick Weiler-Babb. Tip-off will be at 7, and you can hear that on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym. And then after the show, we'll have Louisville at number 5 Duke. That'll be at 7:30 on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
I think my high school baseball coach got a stipend of $935 or something like that. And when you think about the high school baseball season, that's several months of work. So start doing the division on that. Yeah, I think I would probably get fed up and walk away too. I'm taking a look at the Hurtine and Stocker text line. Nobody says that you can't support your child. That's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about people who go above and beyond, who decide to take it to the coach. Or take it to the administration and say, this coach is not, he doesn't know what he's doing. He's not playing my kid. Well, coach is coach. Parents, parent. And maybe there's a lesson in this for your child that they could take away. And 15, 20 years down the road, when they have their own kids playing high school sports, maybe they can put that lesson into play. Let's talk some UNI basketball. Again, Gary Rima, unfortunately, is under the weather today, but we're going to have UNI associate head coach Kyle Green with us in just a few minutes. We're off to a great start today. I cannot wait to see how the final 2.5 minutes go. If it's this way, we need picture day every day at KGYM. We got a sports beat on the way. Back after this.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
The average age of a baseball fan is like 58. That's a fact, or it's really close to one. Way, way older than the average fan of football, basketball, hockey, or soccer. In fact, a recent poll shows that soccer is gaining on baseball when it comes to what people want to watch. It's not there yet, but it's making baseball uncomfortable. And it seems silly since we all love action, and in soccer, there are so very few goals. But at least things are moving, unlike in baseball. That's why this week, Major League Baseball implemented some pace of play rules, you know, to speed the game up, create less dead time, because we all know baseball has more than enough of that. One of those that seems to be unpopular with the players is that a team can only make 6 mound visits to pitchers in a game, in a 9-inning game, and that doesn't include pitching changes. My first instinct was honestly, oh, was that really even a problem? Apparently, the new rule is the problem. Cubs catcher Wilson Contreras says he'll challenge that rule, and if visit number 7 costs him, he'll pay the fine for his team. Angels catcher Martin Maldonado says the same thing. Dudes, your game is losing popularity among everybody who's not retired. Be self-aware. Help your sport. In 60 seconds, I could swear it did happen.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract
or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
The thought of winter coming can be chilling. Knee-deep snow, face-numbing winds, frozen fingers, temperatures below zero. And yet, without a Duralast car battery, it could be even worse. That's why Duralast batteries are tested to perform in harsh conditions. So even if it's 40 below zero, your car can start up like it's 72 and sunny. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide and let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Louisville, you are not basketball's national champions of the 2012-13 season. Sure, you may have played and beaten Michigan in the title game, but it never happened. The school's appeal to have reversed the NCAA punishment that included vacating that title has been denied. So, Louisville never won the title that season. You might have watched the game. I remember vividly listening to it in the car on a work trip. Or did I? And did you actually watch it? If we all know what happened, but the NCAA says it didn't, did it actually happen? Of course it did. NCAA, congratulations on confirming the handing out of a completely ridiculous penalty. Ridiculous. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
Looking for a pre-owned vehicle to help prepare you for the future? All Honda-certified pre-owned vehicles are thoroughly inspected by a Honda-trained technician and backed by an outstanding Honda Limited Warranty for up to 7 years or 100,000 miles from the original in-service date. You could say we pre-screen each one, you know, as a precaution. Visit HondaCertified.com and search for local inventory.
See your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
Howdy folks, Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's $10 chicken shares. They're perfect to share with those special people in your life. Choose from 6 pieces of my Kentucky Fried Chicken, 9 extra crispy tenders, 12 hot wings, or a bunch of popcorn nuggets. So grab your buddy, your cousin, your dad, your college roommate, or my friend Joan, and head to KFC. Are you there yet? Okay, good. Now get to sharing and eating. KFC's $10 chicken shares. It's finger licking good.
At participating KFC's only. Hot wings not available at all locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
When hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Daryl is hired with Indeed.
Using the site saves me a lot of time. It makes my job so much easier.
Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive dashboard. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your short list of qualified candidates. Post a job at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Welcome back in, 4:37, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you until 7 o'clock tonight. Iowa State basketball on the way, the men hosting TCU tonight. The Iowa State women are on the road. They are in Norman to take on Oklahoma. Both the Iowa men and women on the road tonight as well. Fran McCaffrey and the Hawkeyes at Williams Arena to face Richard Pitino and the Golden Gophers. And then Lisa Bluter's squad is in Piscataway, where they will renew acquaintances with former Iowa coach C. Vivian Stringer, the first and only regular season meeting between the Scarlet Knights and the Hawkeyes this year. So lots on tap tonight, including Olympic viewing. We're going to give you another Alex Kuhn Olympic update. Woo-hoo! This is number 8 coming up in hour number 2. But right now, joining us, first time we've ever had him on the program with us, it's UNI Associate Head Coach Kyle Green, fresh off a road win last night over Valparaiso in Indiana. And Coach Green, we appreciate you joining us. I don't know whether you know the circumstances behind this or not, but normally we chat with Gary Rima, and Gary's a little under the weather tonight, so you know how much energy Gary normally brings to a broadcast. Does that make you nervous knowing that you have to fill his shoes?
Well, I appreciate you guys having me on, and it does make me nervous. I've been a guest on Gary's show many a time. And the best thing about being a guest on Gary's show is he asks a question. Generally, it lasts a minute. You have about 5 seconds to respond, and then he follows it up with another question. So if we have a two-minute interview, I might have to talk for 15 seconds. So if it's anything like that, I'll be okay.
Probably not, but nothing is quite like Gary. So, I want to ask you about last night. Congratulations on the win, by the way. You guys are now out of the basement in the Missouri Valley Conference. But how did that game feel last night? Was it almost like a non-conference game? Because it's the first time that you guys have ever had to make a trip to Valparaiso. So normally, in the heart of the season, you guys know where you're going and shoot around and all of that stuff. And there had to be a little bit of uneasiness or unfamiliarity last night with everything.
Yeah, that's a good point. It was. You know, first time for all of us as coaches to go to Valparaiso, and certainly first time for our guys as players to play there. So, you know, you're going to a new hotel and a new arena, and everything about that trip was new, and maybe, to be quite honest, a good thing this time of year. You know, we haven't had the success on the road this year that we've had in the past, so to have something different, something new, maybe in a strange way it brought us a different energy, because we certainly came out last night and played with a competitiveness and a toughness that we hadn't had on the road in some of the other games.
What is the message to your team right now? Despite the struggles kind of in conference play, the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament is really all that matters at this point. You have one more regular season game at home against Missouri State, but nothing is impossible for this team at this point.
Yeah, it's very true. We've really had that mantra for the last few weeks that we're just going to continually try to get better and better. It's cliched, right? And every coach says that, but we're building for something at the end of the season. And we want to be playing our best basketball. We want to be our healthiest. We want to be our freshest when we get to the Valley Tournament. I think you're starting to see some of that. We've won three of our last five. We've got an exciting game coming up on Saturday because it's senior night, Missouri State, a team that's ahead of us in the standings. So another opportunity to move forward in that regard and to get some positive momentum as we go down to St. Louis. And this year, the league is really balanced. You know, you've got some teams at the top that have had some success in winning close games, but you really feel like, you know, having played Valpo last night and watched them in preparation for that game, you know, they gave Loyola all they wanted at Loyola a week ago. And, you know, we played Loyola close and we played Southern close. So you really feel confident going into it that if you can have some positive momentum, you can have some health, you can make a run for it.
Speaking of senior night, well, one of the bell cows on your team, Bennett Cook, has had somewhat of an up and down season. As midway through the year, it was decided that he was going to come off the bench. He had 25 points last night. He was outstanding. How have you seen him respond to adversity during the course of his senior season?
It's been really fun. It really has. He came back after we made that decision with the starting lineup and had a renewed sense of urgency and really took it to heart. Didn't complain, didn't put his head down, responded the way you would hope a senior would respond, and has played some of his best basketball, including last night. And to get the last point that he scored last night, to get him to 1,000 points for his career on a win, in a win, on the road, was a pretty neat way to do it. I think he was motivated to get that just because he had two older brothers who played here, and they both scored over 1,000 points. So as that number approached, you know, his energy level, his commitment to finishing this thing the right way has been great.
Northern Iowa Associate Men's Basketball Coach Kyle Green joining us on the program tonight, looking back on UNI's 68-63 win over Valparaiso last night. How difficult has this season been for you guys as a coaching staff and trying to get this team down the stretch here? You guys are accustomed to finishing atop the Missouri Valley Conference, and this year you find yourself struggling for a number of reasons. How difficult has this been on you as a coaching staff?
Yeah, you know, every year is a different challenge, and I don't know if it's, to be honest, it hasn't really been difficult. It's been different, and you know, it's allowed us to really test ourselves as coaches and have to approach things with a different lens and really look at what we're doing and how we're doing it, adapting that and adjusting that to the guys we have. We have a really young team, and you know, teaching the game to them and how we want to play and making sure they understand not only how we're going to play on the floor but off the floor with our culture and how we're going to compete. It's been a process, but it's been also very rewarding because you've seen some of that pay off. You know, you saw it in the early season with our preparation going into the season and then how well they took to that. Obviously, you hit a rough patch over, you know, after the holiday break and in the conference play early, but the response that they've had since then has been great. So in that sense, as a coach, it's been rewarding. It's been a great challenge. It's been a lot of fun in many ways. And so, you know, getting your juices flowing for St. Louis won't be a problem because this group is really kind of bought into that and understand that it's a work in progress and has continued to work and starting to see some of the fruits of that labor, you know, over the last 3 weeks, and hopefully that continues on Saturday.
You talk about cliches, and one of the true cliches of a basketball team, or really a team in any sport, is how do they respond through adversity. We talked about Bennett Cook, but when things aren't going well, sometimes it's human nature to start pointing fingers. How much strength does it take for your team and your coaching staff to stay focused when things aren't going well and to try to keep the team moving in the right direction?
Yeah, you know, that's where you're, to be quite honest, live in a bubble often during the season when you're just kind of focused on that day-to-day and getting better and doing this. What do we need to do today to get better in practice, or how are we going to prepare for this next game? And we were fortunate to have guys with that mindset. So there hasn't been any finger pointing. There hasn't been any, hey, that's your fault. You know, I think they've all, and that starts with the recruiting process and working with Coach Jake. That's one of the things we spend a lot of time on, is just recruiting guys of character and making sure that the culture within our program is where we want it to be, so that when you have situations, seasons like this where it doesn't go the way you want it to go, to this point, you know, you're not going to feel like you have to worry about what's the atmosphere in the locker room. You know, all the guys have been excited to come to practice and excited to get better and disappointed, no doubt. Frustrated at times, absolutely. But really been pulling all in the right direction, the same direction from day one. And that makes, you know, coming to work and working with these guys that much easier and that much more motivated. And then when you have wins like we had last night, you know, that high is that much higher because you know how much time and effort they put into it and how much frustration they've had when they haven't had success.
Regular season comes to a close Saturday. Missouri State coming to town, and then it's off to Arch Madness. UNI Men's Basketball Associate Head Coach Kyle Green, we appreciate you taking the time to join us on the program. Really quick before we leave, you know, got a lot of UNI fans who are excited about your son joining the program next year, and he's signed, so I think we can talk about him. But how's AJ doing right now as he prepares to make that transition from high school to college?
Yeah, he's had a really fun senior year. He's really enjoyed his teammates and his coaches, and they've had a lot of success. They play their first playoff game on Friday. They're kind of anxious, I think, to get started down that path, and he was fortunate enough to make it to the state tournament as a sophomore. Didn't make it last year, so I think he's entering this last stretch here with a little extra motivation. So hopefully I'll get a chance to be a part of that and watch him play a little more. But then once that's all over and he's had a chance to look back on that, I know he'll be anxious and chomping at the bit to get on campus and with the guys this summer. But I know he's excited about it. I'm excited to get a chance to see him. I'm a little worried about myself in terms of how I'm going to be coaching him, since I've never had to do it. But certainly glad I get a chance to and get the chance to be a part of it.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you pinch hitting for Gary tonight, and we will let him know that you did a fantastic job. Best of luck on a Saturday against Missouri State, and when you head down to St. Louis. Everybody knows UNI gets down to St. Louis, all bets are off. Good luck.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for your time, and anytime you need me to fill in for Gary, just give us a holler.
All right, that was Kyle Green pinch hitting for an under-the-weather Gary Rima tonight. Gary, we hope, will be back with us next Wednesday. From St. Louis, conference tournament is right around the corner. We're going to have the Missouri Valley and Big Ten tournaments going on simultaneously this year.
That's right.
The Big Ten tournament moved up a week.
That's going to be so weird.
Of the Big East tournament at Madison Square Garden.
I don't know. Every year, the 2 weeks prior to March Madness, the bracket being released, I look forward to the mid-major conferences having their tournament. This has been a tradition unlike any other. Mid-major tournaments the mid-major conferences having their tournaments, and then the next week, the major conferences having their tournaments. And I was listening to Joe Lunardi, the bracketologist from ESPN, talking about Nebraska the other night, and he wonders if that early conference tournament might hurt a team like Nebraska, the way that we've seen it hurt teams in the Missouri Valley over the past couple of years. You think about Illinois State last year, they get blown out in the championship game against Wichita State, and they kind of sat for a couple weeks. They were out of sight, out of mind. It seems like People stop talking about them. It's kind of human nature that way to forget about a team that hadn't played in a week. And I just wonder if the same thing might happen to Nebraska. And when you look at their resume, it's not all that strong. And I do think they're in danger of missing the tournament.
This will be really interesting from the Big Ten standpoint, as you said, because the Big Ten traditionally has been the last game played.
Yeah.
On that Sunday night, you go right into the selection show, and then the tournament kicks off on Thursday. And how many times have you seen a Tom Izzo-coached Michigan State team roll through the Big Ten tournament and take that momentum right into the NCAA tournament? Now, whoever wins next week in New York City is going to sit around for a week. And especially if it's a dark horse team, not one of the two or three favorites, where a momentum would really be on their side. Maybe a team steps up and grabs that auto bid. Yeah, all of a sudden you're cooling your heels for a week before the games start up again, a week and a half, really. So we'll see how things play out. And Gary's not in not in danger of losing his spot there, but I enjoyed chatting with Coach Green. A fresh perspective on the team this year, and a nice win for you and I last night, a team that has struggled mightily away from the McLeod Center. And they were able to at least get that monkey off their back, their final regular season road game of the year, and going into Valparaiso and picking up the win. Iowa and Iowa State in action tonight, both the men and the women. Because of the Iowa State men's game, we are going to be off at 6:30 tonight on 1600 AM. So if you want to catch the final 30 minutes of the show and our chat with Jeremiah Davis, you're going to need to do so either on the FMs, or you can also tune in online, kgymradio.com, where we stream the program. If you miss us, you can download the podcast. Again, the website, kgymradio.com. 6 o'clock showdown on the way. Alex Kuhn, Olympic update. Woo-hoo. Number 8. And baseball is talking about doing something so radical that virtually everybody hates the idea of it, including yours truly. We're going to get to that coming up in hour number 2. We got another big board update on the way and more back after this.
This is what Las Vegas sounds like most of the time. But on March 4th, thanks to Pennzoil, the City of Lights is going to sound a lot more like this. Get ready for March 4th in Las Vegas as the world's best drivers compete for the ultimate jackpot in the Pennzoil 400, presented by Jiffy Lube. Make the switch to Pennzoil Synthetics to get complete protection for top engine performance and go all in on race day. Visit Pennzoil.com/Pennzoil400 to learn more.
For all those times you wish you would have known.
Hey, nice look, Kevin. Your shirt's on inside out.
Yeah, that coupon expired a week ago.
Of course it did.
But Dad, school pictures are today!
All right, back upstairs then.
Sorry, we closed at 4.
Really? Come on.
In a world fraught with fraud, Dupaco Community Credit Union is on a mission to protect your identity, your credit, and your financial position. That's why we offer simple, effective tools for helping you to stay in the know about your account activity, credit score, and more. And they're absolutely free for all Dupaco members.
So, now I know.
Access your credit monitoring tools anytime through Dupaco's online banking or app. Not a Dupaco member? Join today in branch or online at dupaco.com. Equal housing opportunity, federally insured by NCUA.
Look alive, coach. Are you ready for next season? If you're thinking about coaching K-12 school-sponsored athletics in Iowa, add getting your state certification from Kirkwood Continuing Education to your game plan. Kirkwood handles the required instruction and fingerprinting. Kirkwood coaching authorization and recertification classes are going on now in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. And now you can also take the classes online. Visit kirkwood.edu/coaching to get into the game.
There are still companies that care. Companies that have your back. Companies that provide stability for you and your family. PMX Industries in Cedar Rapids is one of those companies. You can start at $17.27 an hour with great benefits you'd expect from a company that treats you like family. Sometimes it's the small things like holiday parties, summer picnics, and movie parties that speak volumes about your work family. Learn more about the PMX family at ipmx.com.
4:54, welcome back in. Hour number one of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, soon with Logo, coming your way on all three KGYM frequencies.
And pictures?
Logo, it was picture day today. I have no idea what is in store for us next, but good things are happening here at KGYM.
I'm just glad we didn't have the plastic combs at picture day like we did in elementary school.
Did everybody get their own comb, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
In well, that I mean, day and age, see.
Yeah, you want to prevent the spread of lice.
That was the big outrage back in my day when I was in elementary school, germophobia.
Okay.
In schools. I'm sure it still is, but that was nothing. You couldn't bring in food that wasn't individually wrapped for everybody. And yeah, that was the deal back then. So, yes, we got our own plastic
comb. Oh, heck,
comb.
When I was a kid, it was, man, bring whatever you wanted. No one cared. Everything had peanut. It was peanut butter on peanut butter on peanut butter. Here's a piece of celery with some peanut butter, and then we're going to smear some peanut butter on and then the other side of the celery. And, yeah, can't do that anymore.
No.
And for good reason, because food allergies are extremely serious. I don't know what changed in the last 25, 30 years. Something has, and because of that, you've got to be respectful of other people's health issues. Lots of things have changed, including parent behavior toward coaches as well. I have a feeling people are not done talking about this. I am, because I've said my piece on it. I think if you take your case to the administrators or butt heads with a coach over your kid's playing time, I think you're a loser. Sit in the stands, cheer for your kid, and stop projecting because you want your kid to do things that you were not able to do when you yourself were an athlete. And a lot of it, that's what it boils down to. So there you go. My 2 cents. I'm going to take those 2 cents and I'm going to deposit them. Perhaps at Midwest One Bank, where you're the one. They sponsor your next big board update. Here's Kyle.
The Iowa men have lost 5 in a row since their win over Minnesota over 3 weeks ago, and tonight they've got the Golden Gophers again, this time on the road. A loss tonight would match the most conference losses of the Fran McCaffrey era, but the Hawkeyes did have one of their best performances of the year in that 94-80 victory on January 30th. Tip-off's going to be at 8 o'clock. The Iowa women, on the other hand, will be going for their 6th straight victory tonight at Rutgers, and a win would at least keep them in contention for a share of the Big Ten title. That game's going to start at 6. The UNI men got their first conference road victory of the season last night, 68-63 on the road at Valpo. Bennett Cook had an incredibly efficient night, scoring a game-high 25 points on a perfect 8-for-8 from the floor, and that put him past the 1,000-point mark in his career. Former Panther and current Chicago Bears defensive back DeAndre Hall received 6 months probation earlier this month after pleading guilty to charges stemming from a bar fight at Sharky's in Cedar Falls last March. He's still a member of the Bears. We're going to be on the FMs only beginning at 6:30 because we've got Iowa State hosting TCU. The Cyclones want some revenge for a 96-73 walloping earlier this season, but they'll have to do it without the injured Solomon Young and the now shut down Nick Weiler-Babb. Tip-off's going to be at 7, and you can hear it on 1600 AM, the historic main gym. And then after the show, we'll have Louisville at number 5 Duke. That'll be at 7:30 on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
All right, 1 hour down, 2 to go. Back with more after this.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out.
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right?
Well, with the bring your own phone